International Diplomatic Student Association is Hungary-based student organization for university students interested in political science, multilateral treaties, and intergovernmental relations. IDSA podcast aims to educate its listeners on career opportunities to university students in Hungary, opening their minds to pressing social and geopolitical issues. The podcast is recorded with the support of EPR Radio.
Welcome everyone to the second episode of the IDSA podcast. My name is Dóra Tóth and my co-host is Flóra Kisbárnai. Today we will have a very special guest, Flóra Polákovics, who is the founder of the IDSA. Throughout this episode, we will discuss her career path and naturally her important milestone, the IDSA. Flóra Polákovics works as a business analyst. She obtains a degree in international relations, sociology, economics, and finance. During her university years, she was a member of the student union at Corvinus University, and she collected some experience in event planning. Welcome, Flóra, at the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, let's start with the first question. When you established IDSA in 2012, what was your main goal to achieve? What is the massive story behind the creation of IDSA?
This whole story kind of started at our high school with a few of my friends from high school. There has been a MODA United Nations conference in our high school, and we just joined to be a staff member and check what the hell it is, because we had no idea what MUN means. We got eager and wanted to get more and started to travel to conferences and get involved in the high school level MODA United Nations conference organization. And in 2013, we started to organize the so-called BIMUN, Budapest International MODA United Nations for high schools as well. And we thought that it would be great to have a university level conference as well, as myself and one of the main organizers was also at university. So we thought that, okay, we have a competency to do so. So let's try out what happens. And we mixed high school level MODA United Nations with university level MODA United Nations. And it kind of worked and we liked it. And we didn't want to leave it behind and just move forward, so we decided that let's do something, let's move it to our university. And that's how this whole thing started. So we just sat down and started to think, okay, what to do, what's the next step? And at that time, I was already in the student council of Corvinus, and I saw several student associations and how they worked. And I thought that it's a good chance that MODA United Nations on a student association level could work as well. So that's how it started. We sat down in several cafe shops and started to think how to manage this situation and how to move to university level. And fortunately, we found several people who thought that there is a potential in MODA United Nations at university. And we started to create our own university level MUN World.
Okay. So, since the creation of IDSA, it is one of the most successful student associations in Hungary. And throughout your university studies, you were also an event coordinator and a representative of the student union of Corvinus University. So, according to your experiences, what are the secret recipes of a successful student association, if there are any?
I believe there are several reasons why a student association can be successful. It's a very special format because kind of you work for free. So you work something what you have to believe in, because you go in university, you have classes, and after that you go to a student association and do some work. And sometimes you do work but you are not really interested in, but you do it because you have to do in order to achieve a goal. So I believe the first thing is that you have a vision. You have a common vision with all the members, that you know that you would like to achieve something, you know that you believe something. And it's a very special thing, and I don't know wherever it can happen beside the student association in the world, that you work towards something just because you love it and you believe in that something. And it creates, I believe, very special friendships, very special community. And based on this community, anything can work.
Common English language and international relations. These are the two top signals that come to mind about IDSA. Thus, my next question relates to that. Why did you decide to launch an association which deals with international relations?
As I mentioned, basically, our goal was not to launch an association or anything like that. We just wanted to show the people at the Modern United Nations world, which we really believed in. It gave us several things. For example, English. So when I started to attend Modern United Nations first as a staff, I really couldn't speak English. So I understood a few things. Okay, I could say hi, and I didn't want to say anything else beside that. And I had to learn it, of course. And it's necessary to be confidential in English in any kind of work, for example, later. So it's really beneficial, I think, that you can speak English easily and you get familiar speaking in a foreign language. Beside that, it's pretty great, I believe, that you have to learn how to suit up and talk. Talk about something, maybe you don't know what you should say, but you try to communicate. And that was the other part which Modern United Nations taught us, that you have to speak, you have to ask questions, you have to learn how to communicate and how to communicate in English. And these together made this thing special, even in high school students and on the university level as well. So this was one part. The other side is the international relationship. I really believe that I studied social sciences, not because I wanted to work with social sciences. To be honest, I never imagined myself as a diplomat or something like that. But I do believe that the society is the most complex thing in the world. And if we understand this, and if we can get through situations, we can see clearly contacts and so on, then it gives something to you. And it cannot replace with, I don't know, mathematics, for example. So that's why these two can't really work together, I believe. And also at Corvinus, where I studied, there was no student association dealing with international relations. So it was kind of a free market for us to find people who would like to deal with such things and who would like to learn. And actually, international relations students are really great at Corvinus and are eager to learn something new. And in this environment, it was great that we had something which we learned at high school, which we could learn during the first year of our university, and after we could show them our world.
So if you look back to the past years as the establisher of IDSA, besides a better grasp of English and public speaking, what was or what is the most important knowledge that you have gained through this? And from this, what do you still use in your current career?
Maybe if I would like to list all the things that wouldn't be enough to have 1 hour. I think the most important part was to learn how to ask questions. Because I believe several people think, okay, I should know that, I won't ask this, I will Google it later and try to understand the context. And asking questions is, I believe, the hardest thing. Asking good questions is absolutely the hardest thing. And this was one thing that I could gain during this period, that I could learn how to ask questions, how to speak with people. The other thing is that that's really beneficial when you work in international environment. And I believe most people after university start to work at, for example, a multinational company, have to speak with international partners, have to have different conversations in English and so on. And there are several different metacommunication languages in different cultures. And during this Modern United Nations, we had the chance to see how, for example, the Arab world speaks, how they work, how you can interact with an American student, which is pretty different from how you interact a German student, which is interesting because I never thought so that it would be different. I believe this is the most beneficial thing for me currently. For example, at my work, I work with clients, And these clients had a different mindset, of course. And it's pretty interesting that, okay, I've seen that before, for example, at the Moda United Nations, and I know how to deal with it. So it's one of the most beneficial thing. Another thing is not just related to career, but you get a community. You know that you can call somebody and ask something, or you know how to turn when you have questions. You know that you have a common experience together with people, and you know an environment where you are kind of safe. And it's great when you go to the big world and try to find yourself and try to figure out what to do and try to move forward in your career, that you know that you have a safe place and you had experiences to think about, and you have a benefit when you sit down with a job interview and you say that, okay, I did things.
What are you the most proud of regarding the development of IDSA?
Most probably, most proud of that when we thought about let's start a university level conference, it was like, okay, let's try out it just for us, and the next year it won't happen. But we hoped that it would continue. And after 2 years, IDSA totally took over this conference and established Budapest. And it was really great that so that our dream kind of, that university level conference in Hungary started to develop and started to have the same vision with other peoples here. And it was not because they attended high school conference and they wanted to come to the university level, but they knew what Budapest is, they knew IDSA and so on in an international level. So I believe this is the best thing on a professional side. On the other side, the best thing is to see that people really get in touch still after, I don't know, leaving IDSA University 5 years ago, and they still get in touch and they have become friends, for example. And I believe this is the best thing what a student association can give you on an emotional side.
Yeah, sure. So you already mentioned your university studies and degrees, and on that line, so you've studied both social sciences such as international relations and also sociology, but also business and finance. Is this related to your belief in interdisciplinarity? What were your motivations for pursuing both lines of disciplinaries?
It was kind of an accident, to be honest. So when I finished high school, I kind of told that, okay, let's study something. But what? And I started business and management, and I was not really eager to study business and management. I spent 2 years there, but beside that, the main focus was on IDSA, the main focus was in the Moda United Nations, and I wanted to have a second degree, so I started to study sociology at Corvinus, and I really liked it. And I thought that, okay, I still have free time, let's study international relations as well, the next level. And later I figured that these disciplinaries are something that gives me several things, several skills, but not something I would like to work with. And that's why after the BA, I started to think, okay, what to do? What is the thing that I really would like to do? And I realized that, okay, social sciences are interesting, but I'm into mathematics. And what is the field where you can still contact with people, but you can see numbers, and this is finance for me. And that's how I ended up a finance master program at the end of the day. But beside that, I really do believe in interdisciplinary. I do not think that you can learn something and you never use it. What I experienced in my life, for example, during university, I worked as a trainer, which is a pretty different thing, like IDSA or relations, but I loved it. And for example, social sciences gave me a lot of thought and insight into how to deal with people, how to create a group, how to contact with people who come into your class and would like to train, but they have crazy days and they do not know what to do next, and they can't clear their mind. And you learn how to ask questions, what to ask from them, how you can a bit help just because they can talk with you about that they was not very good or their work is really stressful. And that's the connection, I believe, this connection which can be learned through social sciences, which can be beneficial in any field, even if you have to sit into the group where you don't know anybody, but you know that, okay, I can ask questions, I learn how to interact with people I do not know, it won't be an awkward situation. So this is one thing that is really great in social sciences and interdisciplinary, that you can move these things to the other. So for example, in this case, I use several things I learned during social sciences and sociology when I model risk models and default models in finance, which I never thought would be. But interdisciplinary is great. And that's why I encourage anybody who is eager to learn how to speak publicly, how to make connections with people, who would like to understand the word, to use big words, to join IDSA or to join any other association where they can try themselves and they need to connect with people, because this is one of the most important things which can be learned.
So could you please elaborate on your thoughts and experiences regarding this line of topic regarding data collection and organization and developing new methods that measure up to today's dynamic and complex environment?
Sure. One is the best thing, I believe, in student association, that you can try out several things. So, for example, you start as, I don't know, a delegate in a Model United Nations conference, or you just sit down and record a podcast, which would most probably you never do before, because why would a high school student do a podcast, or why would a university student do normally a podcast? But you can try new things, and you can try roles in a student association, and to be responsible for other people and for projects, and this is really great. And this gave you an insight or a general knowledge how to look to projects and how to handle projects, how to motivate people, which is also a very important task, even if you are just a team member later at work, but you know how to give motivation to people, these people will love you, definitely. And this is the thing that student association can give you, that at age of 19, you are a leader of something, you have a project, you are responsible for something, and you can look through and get through a whole project itself. This is a very interesting problem, and this is really connected, for example, data collection, how to analyze data, how to understand what you would like to get, how to found things, how to research things on your own. This is also one of the most beneficial things, what I taught in IDS, that, okay, next day I have to teach others how the small state relations work, but what to say. Okay, let's Google it. And you learn how to speak about something you just learned last day. And you also learn how to research things during a night. And this complexity which you can gain in the student association moves towards, for example, in my case, to data collection and how to analyze data, how to use data, how to get through project, how to organize things. But it can be a really different path. Also, this kind of field, for example, in organizing data and analyzing data, which is really an interest of mine, it's interdisciplinary again. So you have to understand the data, you have to understand the mathematics, you have to understand the social side of it. So basically you learn how to develop new methods and how to get through complex problems. And this is pretty great. When you sit down at the junior, your workplace, your first workplace, and you can say that, oh, I've seen that problem before at IDSA. Great, I know how to handle it. I don't know the tools, but I will Google it and tomorrow I will have answers.
For the sake of any curious minds and those who perhaps don't know exactly what being a business analyst entails, could you please share with us what you currently do and perhaps how you came about choosing this line of work?
Sure. I believe it's an interesting question because I sometimes have to ask other business analysts that okay, you are a business analyst, but actually what you do? Because it's really different in every workspace, I believe. Basically, business analyst is somebody who start to understand the client's need, and when the client's need is understood, then it transforms to a technical language and proceed with the development of some kind of software. So it's an IT technician who works with developers as well, but not the coding part, but everything else, testing, understanding code, checking, debugging, and so on. So things that not actually coding, everything is on the business analyst side. And beside that, there is a client focus as well. So you understand the client and you understand the developers. And it was learned also in IDSA how to handle two different people and two different mindset, because yeah, I know that the client has a mindset and they would like something which they most probably cannot really emphasize what it is. And the developers would like to have a clear vision what they should develop at the end of the day into the software. And you are between these two sides and you are just like a channel of the client and the programmer itself. So this is the general thing about what a business analyst does. But it can vary in several places what exactly the role is. For me, this was kind of because when I realized, as I previously mentioned, that I'm into mathematics, but I really like to contact with people, that was a clear way that, okay, I like IT, I like programming. I'm not really good at it, so I won't be a programmer, and I don't want to sit down and be silent because I cannot be silent like in 5 minutes at maximum. So the clear way is that, okay, just find something where I can contact with clients. I can use my experiences in IDSC. I can speak in English. I can contact with other cultures, but as well, I can sit down and check how the programmers build their code. And I really like that, and see how they write down the code, and like an art for me.
All right. As a last question, what would you tell those students who want to join IDSC? Why should they join?
It's hard to answer because there are so many things that can be learned from IDSC, which I partly mentioned. One is, I believe the most important thing is that you have a community. You know people, you get familiar with people, you go into the university, into the class, and most probably there will be another IDSC member, and you don't have to sit alone if you don't want to interact, but you have a safe place. And that's great because it's really hard to find later after university. So of course you are going to have friends at work, but it's different because you're there because you have to be there because it's there, it's your work. At IDSA you are there because you want to be there, and you want to be there together with other people, and that's great. But it's general, and it can be true for any other student association, or I hope so that it's true for any other student association, that they believe in something and work toward it. But besides that, and besides English, which we already mentioned, that you learn how to communicate in English, and it will be no problem that you have to give a public speech, for example, or have to interact with others. The other thing is that you really learn how to look through complex problems, because diplomacy or any social science field is pretty complex. So it's not like you just sit down and, okay, there is an organization and let's optimize this organization or process, but you have to understand the motivation behind the acts as well. And this is really beneficial in any field later, not just work, but in the personal life as well. Besides that, what is really great in IDSC, and what I really do believe in IDSC, that you can contact with different cultures. And it's a different contact when you work towards something, when you learn how to debate with somebody who has a different belief, and you learn how to listen to them, how to try to convince them, but also how to accept their view. So most probably this is the most beneficial things in IDSC.
That was the second part of the IDSA podcast with Flora Polakovic, whom we have discussed her path from the IDSA to the workforce. I was Dora Toth.